Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. The government has directed the Broadcast Audience Research Council, BARC, to immediately suspend the reporting of television rating points for news TV channels for 4 weeks. According to the directive, Ministry of Information and Broadcasting said some TV channel news are displaying unwarranted sensationalism and speculative content amid the ongoing Israel-Iran conflict. The ministry said such coverage can potentially create panic among the general public, especially people with friends and family in the affected areas or those living there. The directives said the suspension would remain in force for 4 weeks or until further directions, whichever is earlier. A meeting of the District Development Coordination and Monitoring Committee, DISHA, for Dimapur District was held yesterday at the DC's Conference Hall, Dimapur, under the chairmanship of Lok Sabha MP S. Supongmeren Jamir. Addressing the meeting, Mr. Jamir emphasized that implementation of government schemes should be implemented judiciously and that the selection of project areas and beneficiaries should be carried out carefully so that the schemes can genuinely benefit the deserving people. He also advised the officials that matters which cannot be resolved at the district level could be taken up with the state-level committee headed by the Chief Minister. Mr. Jamir expressed hope of establishing a world-class railway station in Dimapur, stating that discussions have already been held with the concerned department. Advisor for Labour and Employment, Skill Development and Entrepreneurship and Excise, Mahatoshi Longkumar, noted the district's urban challenges and limited land for expansion, calling for improvement of existing infrastructure. The court of the Principal District and Sessions Judge Kohima Mezivolu T. Thire has convicted Lezo Seletsu, 49 years, for murdering his 33-year-old brother at Fuchama Village under Kohima District on 20th August 2023. According to the prosecution, the accused fired at the victim with a firearm, causing fatal injuries. After the incident, he absconded but was later arrested and the firearm was recovered during the investigation conducted by UBSI Chiwase Nyusu of Kuzama Police Station. During the trial, 5 prosecution witnesses and 2 defense witnesses were examined. The state was represented by Special Public Prosecutor Sashimongla Jamir. The court observed that the victim was retreating when the accused brought a firearm from his house and shot him from behind, rejecting the plea of private defense. The act was held to fall under Section 300 IPC, proving intent to cause death. The court convicted the accused under Section 302 IPC and sentenced him to rigorous life imprisonment with a fine of 10,000 rupees with 1 year and 6 months simple imprisonment in default. Director General DG of Assam Rifles, Lieutenant General Vikas Lakhera, AVSM, SM, yesterday visited headquarters, Inspector General Assam Rifles North in Kohima. During the visit, he was briefed on the operational preparedness, security situation and troop welfare measures. The DG interacted with personnel, appreciating their dedication in maintaining peace and stability in the region. He also stressed the importance of close coordination between security forces and local communities. Lieutenant General Lakhera commended the civic action initiatives of IGR North in strengthening ties with the local population. As part of welfare measures, he inaugurated a sports complex at Kohima Garrison for use by all ranks. Later, the DG also inaugurated the newly constructed Sainik Institute with a modern cookhouse of Assam Rifles in Dimapur and interacted with troops, appreciating their discipline, administration and welfare standards. The final result of Civil Services Examination, CSE, 2025 has been declared yesterday. The Union Public Service Commission said that more than 9,30,000 candidates applied for Civil Services Preliminary Examination, which was conducted on 25th May 2025. It said that a total of 958 candidates, including 659 men and 299 women, have been recommended by the Commission for appointment to various services. UPSC said that Anuj Agnihotri has secured the first position, Rajeshwari Suve and Akanksh Dhul stood at the second and third rank respectively. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all those who have successfully cleared the Civil Services Examination 2025. And in the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, India will lock horns with New Zealand in the summit clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad tomorrow. The match will start at 7 p.m. Indian time. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.